Let's clarify marketing as opposed to selling and why most marketing doesn't work. Depending on who you ask, you'll find no shortage of definitions of marketing. A quick search of Google reveals thousands of ways that people try to define what marketing is. My simple definition, one that has worked consistently since 1984, is marketing is everything that you do to get people to knock at your door. Selling is everything that you do from that point onwards until the money is in the bank. So marketing includes working out who is going to buy what you sell. It encompasses working out what the price is going to be. Marketing identifies the problem that you solve. Marketing finds ways to reach those people that face the problem that you solve. Marketing defines your product, its color, its weight, its price, the delivery, your terms and conditions of business. Marketing chooses whether you reach out by email or Google pay-per-click advertising or Facebook or newspapers or adverts in urinals or any combination of these. In other words, everything that you do to get attention from the people likely to buy your product comes under this huge umbrella that we call marketing. Selling, on the other hand, is what you do when somebody touches back. Selling is noticing a web inquiry quickly and calling back quickly. Selling includes your proposal or quotation. Selling is everything that happens until you get paid. That includes chasing the invoice. Marketing, the process of identifying strangers who might be prospects and getting them to knock at your door, and selling, the process of establishing that they indeed have the problem that you solve and showing them how your solution is best for their specific circumstances. These are two ends of a continuum. You're not going to have any income if you have no prospects to sell to, nor will you have any income if you have prospects but a sales process that doesn't work. This is crucially important to understand. In almost all the work I've done over the past 10 years in helping small business owners sell more, and this included a session finding 600,000 prospects through Google pay-per-click advertising, I see a disconnect in our understanding of how these two roles are so tightly interconnected. Two companies using the same Google pay-per-click process to generate leads, for example. The one company calls the prospect within moments of receiving the web inquiry. The campaign is successful. The business grows like gangbusters. They regard their marketing campaign as a massive success. The other company receives just as many inquiries of much the same quality, but they email back a response, vague and badly written, instead of calling. And so they make no sales. They regard their marketing campaign as a massive failure, a complete waste of money. And yet, both campaigns delivered identical marketing results. The difference between the two companies was not in the marketing, but in the way the sales team responded. The first company, the successful company, could be marketing via any mechanism, including email, and every one of those campaigns would generate sales to some degree. The second company, the company that cannot sell, will never find a marketing system that works, because that's not the problem they have. So when somebody tells you that email marketing doesn't work, rather than taking it at face value, it might be worth inquiring as to which of their marketing programs have worked. And don't express surprise when you find that nothing works for them. As I was saying about this marketing sales continuum, there is another gotcha in the process. Most marketing efforts, online and offline, email, Google, Facebook, radio, billboards, newspapers, business cards, and so on, focuses on the prospect coming to your website. If you don't have a website, then the problem is obvious. If you do have a website, the problem isn't nearly as obvious, because not all websites are created equal. I was doing some research a while back on air conditioning suppliers. People paying Google to feature their adverts on the front page of Google's search engine. And since this is a very competitive area, they were paying Google some serious money. I found something quite fascinating. Of the 10 adverts on the front page, one linked to a website that had nothing to do with air conditioning. Five linked to websites without an easy way to find the inquiry form, effectively throttling the number of possible inquiries. A couple more linked to air conditioning firms in the wrong area. Just two of them went to sites geared towards turning a visitor into an inquiry. Now, this isn't necessarily bad news. In fact, this is wonderful news. The bar is so low when it comes to this marketing selling process that it's not difficult to beat your rivals. So if you understand that this marketing selling continuum is a circuitous, a long and winding path from nowhere to your financial freedom, then you're going to have a far more effective set of results. Now, email is a very direct way of asking for sales. And it's a very direct way of indicating that you know what you're doing, that you understand the problem that your client has. But most importantly, sending an email is like delivering your website to somebody, a specific piece of your website that this person might find interesting. And unlike your website, which nobody remembers to go back to because it's, forgive me, it's boring, email constantly brings your website to them, interesting parts of your website, constantly brings to them something that is interesting to their daily role. If you joined this course as a result of one of my emails, you may recall that you never saw a site on the way. I included a link which took you directly to the enrollment form. When I first started writing letters, it was to a very specific group of people. They were all data processing managers for IBM mainframe installations. And this meant that professionally, at least, they faced the same challenges. And this meant that a letter written to any one of them would be interesting to almost all of them. At the time, their primary source of information was IBM, offering them a completely different source of information, showing them that there were other ways of achieving their goals, ways that IBM could not offer, meant that it didn't take long before many of them were either writing back or calling back. The first few letters felt as though they had vanished into a black hole, until I went to an industry event where I was introduced to the people I'd been writing to. And they all commented on receiving the letters and how much they enjoyed them. Those letters just shared ideas, ideas that they could use. In other words, the letters were doing my marketing, where IBM was spending hundreds of millions in full-page adverts in expensive magazines. And after those first few letters, every single letter I wrote generated responses. Usually not many, but enough to comfortably pay the bills and grow the business. We will talk about routine when we look at how best to deliver emails in one of the following sections.